This July, while riding my bicycle in San Francisco, I had an accident. I stopped short, flipped over the handlebars, and hit my head on the ground. I was unconscious, but fortunately wore a helmet. I was loaded into an ambulance and wheeled into San Francisco General's trauma unit. An IV was placed in my arm and morphine pumped into my system. A large brace was placed on my neck as a CAT scan and x-rays were ordered. I was nauseated and my body was hurting, although I couldn't tell how badly. I lay on a gurney in the hallway for hours waiting for tests and results of tests. I watched in a morphine haze as people more unfortunate than me wheeled by. 3 hours later, the doctors agreed to let me go. I walked out of the hospital on my own, went home, and went to bed. The next morning, I woke sore but grateful to be alive and well. I work part-time as a graphic designer for a company that provides me with health insurance with a high deductible. By current standards, I would be considered low income. My $18,000 hospital bill arrived a few weeks ago. I went into shock once again. My insurance covers quite a bit, but not enough to keep from hurting me financially. $18,000 to lie on a gurney in a hallway for 3 hours? Supplies, $7,000. Miscellaneous, $5,500. Multiple x-ray charges, some as expensive as $1,800. No serious procedures were performed, not even stitches. I'm grateful for the expertise and care the doctors gave me, but I take great issue with subsidizing the war between hospitals and insurance companies with inflated prices at my expense. The smoke and mirrors and catchy phrases like death panels and granny killing distract people from the blatant abuse and misuse of our medical system. The chest thumping and lack of focus misdirect the conversation from where it needs to be, on the priceless burden to stay alive and well. With a perspective, I'm Cindy Wheeler.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.